This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Great God of heaven, after victory won, may we reach heaven's joys, bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision. O ruler of all. Amen. It is with the words of the fourth verse of Be Thou My Vision that over 100 people in St. Joseph's would have ended their reflections that we had in our Lenten series on embracing an alternative orthodoxy with Richard Rohr. Hopefully, our vision has been challenged. Hopefully, our vision has been expanded as to who this Jesus is and what we celebrate this week means in light of eternity and in light of our lives even now. I cannot think of a more appropriate time of our year to have concluded that series as we enter into the contemplation of those mighty acts, as we heard expressed in the collect today. It should come as no surprise to you that my comments today are based on reflections of a short trip I took to Madagascar recently. It began here two Mondays ago. We put up the first slide with this processional cross. Most of you are aware that our original processional cross behind me had fallen and broken, and it seemed to have been beyond repair, and so through insurance we were able to get a new one. But thanks to Marcos Boronat and other wizards in our church, they were able to repair the original, which enabled us to offer this new processional cross to Bishop Todd and Reverend Patsy McGregor, our mission partners in the Companion Diocese of Tuliar, Madagascar. And they said, yes, we'd like to have it. Can you bring it with you? All 45 pounds of it. If you look at the next slide, you get an idea. It does twist apart, but with the heavy base and the heavy cross, that's about how much it weighed. And so with one suitcase loaded with the cross dismantled, along with the St. Joseph's banner and another suitcase carrying my own personal clothing for the trip, off I went. Now it was easy traveling from here to JFK, from JFK the 15 hours to Johannesburg, from Johannesburg the 3 hours to Antananarivo, the capital of Madagascar, easily. But then there was a night in Antananarivo followed by a puddle jumper flight that was to go from Antananarivo to the capital of Tuliar. And because it is one of those little airplanes, they have extreme limits on what you're allowed to carry. Well, unfortunately, the bag that had my clothing in it was somewhere between West Palm Beach, JFK, Johannesburg, and Antananarivo, I know not where. But the cross with the bag was there. So I went to check in for that short flight, and the man looked at me and said, "Your bag is too heavy." And knowing that the most difficult and heavy piece is the cross with the corpus of Jesus on it, I took it out of the bag and held it up, and I said, "Would it be okay then if I just carried this cross onto the airplane?" Because I knew that would put me under the weight limit. And deadpan, the man looked at me and he said, "It is always safer to keep the cross in the bag." And I looked back at him deadpan and said, "Thank you, you just gave me the title for my Palm Sunday sermon." It is always safer to keep the cross in the bag. But that's not what we're called to do. And that is not what we are celebrating here today. Yes, we wave these palms on Sunday, but we know what's going to happen in 5 short days. Was it inconvenient for me? Yes, but nothing compared to the sacrifice of those that we were able to celebrate in this historic celebration, not only for St. Joseph's, not only for our diocese, not only for our deanery, but for the entire Christian church, that there were two people who 25 years ago did not want to keep the cross in the bag. And a young father, Todd McGregor, and a young mother, Patsy McGregor, felt the tug of the Holy Spirit to go to Madagascar with their 2 young girls and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, not keeping the cross in the bag. And 25 years later, we celebrated this past Sunday a procession. We put up the next slide. A procession that went, as you see this viewpoint, from what's called the Bishop's Gathering Place in Tulliar, Madagascar, down the road to the sun-lit, brand-spanking-new Cathedral of Tulliar, Madagascar. If you go to the next slide, you see some different views of this beautiful, what's called the Bishop's Walk. Next slide. And you see, on the right side of that Bishop's Walk, the white buildings that have become the education center. And to the right of that, you see what's going to become the new women's center that is a dream of Patsy McGregor, where they will teach women of the area skills and handicrafts where they can make an honest living rather than needing to break the cycle of poverty by resorting to prostitution and other illegal means. What an incredible ministry they have been offering to the church for years. We look at the next slide. You see a panoramic view of the beautiful vista. The next slide. And again, next slide. Next slide. And there you see me. The photo is intentionally dark because I've been wearing that same shirt for 4 days. The luggage eventually did arrive, but, you know, Todd and Patsy do not live fancy lives, but the first person who suddenly just pulled out all sorts of underwear and socks and clothes that I could wear, Bishop Todd. You see, the next picture is the vehicle. Excuse me, that's the bishop's gathering place. Now, this is a community gathering place. The only part that they live in is a small apartment that's up on the left second floor. The rest of it is the bishop's office, the diocesan offices, the gathering place where they have sort of like their parish hall as well. Not air conditioned, over 100 degrees. Next slide. This is the bishop's chapel where Bishop Todd meets with those who they are training to be evangelists and catechists, to go out into the bush and to tell people about the love of Jesus. Next slide. This is their vehicle that was given to them some years ago, one of the few vehicles that you see in the town. And they would always be wanting to take us back to where we were staying in relative luxury compared to where they were. And there was always at least one stop, sometimes two, sometimes 3 stops, where Reverend Patsy or Bishop Todd would just have to pick up somebody else that they knew who needed a ride. Next slide. This is a taxi driver in the red shirt. Next slide. One more. Next slide. There it is. They're called push pushies. Tulliar is the poorest part of Madagascar. These taxi drivers, who are basically a bike with a rickshaw on the back, work for next to nothing so that they can have rice to put on the tables for their families. Tulyar is a place that people are sent as a punishment. It is the least arable land in Madagascar, the worst climate, the poorest of the poor. This is where 25 years ago, Todd and Patsy felt the call of the Holy Spirit to go and to minister to God's people, not keeping their cross in the bag. Next slide. And here's the result 25 years later. This incredible cathedral, built from donations around the world, that houses over 1,000 people who came to the dedication last Sunday. Next slide. You get different viewpoints of the cathedral if we can just start clicking through those slides as I talk. There's the pulpit from which Bishop Remy preached, made of wood by the local people from the trees. Here's a look back at the bishop's gathering place from the cathedral. There is the cathedra, the bishop's seat in the cathedral that we joke with Bishop Todd. It looks like he had to sit in time out. But again, made from local wood, the people were so proud of what they had built. Next slide. Here you see the altar built from local stone that was brought in. And the Celtic cross is such because the cathedral is dedicated to the great missionary, St. Patrick. Hence the reason they wanted to do the dedication of a cathedral as close as they could to March the 17th, the feast of St. Patrick. And we're going to let John just continue to scroll through those as I talk. You know, the gospel that we just heard Mary read outside begins with that parenthetical phrase, after Jesus had preached the parable in Jericho. Doesn't it make you wonder what that parable was? What parable would Jesus have chosen to give right before he does this triumphal march into Jerusalem? And you know which one it was? It was the parable of the talents. What an incredible way of setting the stage for what he was about to do, not keeping his own cross in the bag, but continuing to use the talents, the gifts that God had challenged him to use. This is what Todd and Patsy have continued to do. You see the people gathered under the tree there? There were hundreds of them who had walked, some of them for over a day, just to get to the cathedral from the furthest ends of the diocese to celebrate with their brothers and sisters. There were no tents. They just slept at night under those trees. You can continue to go through. And periodically you will see in these photos the St. Joseph's banner that they were so proud to have St. Joseph's represented there, as we were the first church to sponsor the building of a church in that diocese, even before it was a diocese. Yes, the outreach committee of St. Joseph's, shortly after I came here as rector, sponsored the buildings of a St. Joseph's church in Madagascar. And if you want to hear about that, come back next week. It's an incredible witness when we are willing not to let the cross stay in the bag, but are willing to carry it proudly and to take the risks that are necessary. And as a result, in Madagascar, there are literally thousands of people now on fire with the love of Jesus because a young father and a young mother were willing to respond. There is a journey that we definitely celebrate today. But it's important to remember that this journey was not just with the donkey into Jerusalem, but Jesus intentionally started it at Jericho. And you will recall it is the same spot from which the people thousands of years before had marched from the Jordan River to take possession of the promised land. Jesus making the statement through this march and procession that there is a new way to freedom, a new way to redemption, a new way to eternal life. And it is by our willingness, as we reflect upon these mighty acts this week, that we might be willing in whatever way God is calling us, not to keep the cross in the bag, but to risk and to be willing to use our gifts to make a difference for God's world. May it continue to be so for us each and every day. Amen.